Grab your Bible. It's time for Reading the Word with Justin Reed, sponsored by the Wood Church of Christ in Woodbury. Now, here's Justin.
Oh, thank you, Brother Dearman. Welcome back. We are studying the Word of God here on Reading the Word with me, Justin Reed. What we're doing is we're looking at the way that Jesus introduces John in the first five verses of the first chapter of the Gospel of John. And we're ready for looking at our final section of how the Word is the basis for salvation. And last week we began this study and we looked at how your words are important and my words are important. And now, friends, we need to look collectively at our words. So what I'm doing, I'm reading from the King James translation of God's Holy Word. I hope you will join with me, grab your Bible, and let's see how our words are important. To begin this study, we need to flip over to Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 19, where Paul says, "Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord." Now, here Paul is giving us one of the biblical commands for singing. We sing, speaking to ourselves. How? Songs, hymns, spiritual songs. Now, he didn't say grab a piano, grab a banjo, grab a guitar. Friends, he said we need to sing to him. We also need to speak these words. These are the words that we sing. We praise God. You know, the songs we sing, we are praising God. Well, how do we do this? Well, John 4:24, "They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." Well, how do we do that? In spirit, that means with the right mindset. And in truth, what does that mean? Well, that means in accordance with what God has said in his word, because we've already discussed John 17:17, "Sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth." Friends, we need to do it in accordance with God's word and with the right mindset. Those are our words, and if we don't do it that way, we're doing it wrong. One other passage of Scripture on our words, and then we'll get to our final, which is arguably the most important word, or the set of words. Well, first we need to turn to John chapter 15 in the first seven verses. John 15:1-7. We discussed this when we were looking in our last section of the I Am statement, so we will join it here again, where Jesus says, John 15:1, "I am the true vine, my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. Every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. And no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered. And men gather them, cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you." Friends, I want you to zoom in there on verse 8. He says, "If you abide in me," friends, that "if" is conditional. Maybe you are, maybe you have to abide. We're told in Matthew 7, verse 7, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened unto you." Friends, also, we have the ability to bear great fruit, but we have to be abiding in his teachings. You can't live, act, think, feel like the world, and yet say, "Oh, I'm one of Christ. I'm living for God." Friends, it doesn't work that way. Our words are important. What we say, how we say it, and what we mean behind it. Now, I will say our words are important, but our words have no basis for salvation whatsoever. I can't say, because I am Justin Reed and I host this radio program and I'm the minister for the Wood Church of Christ in Woodbury, Tennessee, I can't say, boom, your sins have been forgiven. We cannot merit our own salvation. So that brings us to the most important passage here in our study, and that's number 4. We looked at your words, my words, our words. Now, number 4, those are his words. Well, who is this his? Who is he? Well, let's look how John describes him. Go back to our lesson text for this study, John chapter 1:1-5. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness it comprehendeth him not. We see this is the Christ. He is that light. But I also like the fact that I can go to passages such as Isaiah chapter 7 and verse number 14, and I can also get a depiction, if I can turn over there quick enough, of who is this Christ. Isaiah 7 and verse 14, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign, this shall be supernatural. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and thou shalt call his name Emmanuel." That's who this Christ is. Now let's look at his words and how they're important. Go with me, if you don't mind, to Matthew chapter 4. We'll start in verse 4. We'll look at verse 7 and verse 10. Matthew 4 and verse 4. Jesus Christ has been tempted 40 days and 40... or he's been fasting, 40 days and 40 nights. After he's finished that, Satan comes to him, tempts him, tries to give him all the riches of the world. Look what Jesus Christ says. "But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." There he's quoting from Deuteronomy 8 and verse 3. Look at verse 7 of Matthew 4. "Jesus said unto him, It is written again, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." That's a quotation from Deuteronomy 6:16. And verse number 10. "Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, him only shalt thou serve." Deuteronomy 6:13, also Deuteronomy 10 and verse 10, a quotation there from Christ. Notice how Jesus combats Satan. He fends him off using God's word. He says, "It is written, it is written. I've told you, Satan, it is written." And he quotes God's word to him. Friends, God's word always applies. God's word is always true today. We need to pause our study here when looking at the words of Christ. His words are the most important. On the other side of this break, we'll continue this. Please stick around here on Reading the Word.
Reading the Word with Justin Reed is sponsored by the Wood Church of Christ. The building is located at 99 Sally Parton Road at the base of Short Mountain, 6 miles off 70 on Short Mountain Road on the left. Join us for Bible study Sunday at 10 a.m., worship at 11 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. with midweek Bible study Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Welcome back to Reading the Word. Thank you so much for sticking around on the other side of this break. I'm so glad that you are here. Let's continue as we're finishing up our study. And I think we'll have just enough time to get this all in as we are looking and how the words of Jesus are the basis for our salvation. We're looking at his words. And we just finished examining Matthew chapter 4. How Jesus Christ is being tempted by Satan, and three times he answers with a quotation from God's Word. Well, when we look at how important his words are, next we have to revisit John chapter 14 and verse 6, where Jesus Christ says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Friends, when Thomas doubted, when Christ appeared unto the... we still call it the 12, although Judas wasn't there. After his resurrection, Thomas sitting there the first time, they tell him, Thomas says, "I will not believe." This is found in John chapter 20. He says, "I will not believe unless I can put my hand in the imprints of the nails on his hand and stick my hand in his side where the spear pierced him." And so then, about a week later, Christ appears to them again. The door was locked. He just appears in the midst of them. And he showed Thomas, and he said, "Now do you believe?" And Thomas says, "I do." And Christ says, "Thomas, you believe because you saw, and you're blessed. But more blessed are they which believe without seeing." And that's that category we fall into today. And friends, today the same thing remains true. He is still the only way of salvation. In fact, the Bible tells us salvation is found in no other name. That's found in Acts, I believe, the 4th chapter. I don't have my notes there, but Acts chapter 4, salvation is found in no other name but the name of Jesus the Christ. Well, let's continue our study then. John chapter 1 and verse 1, his words, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Word, that means God in the flesh, literally logos or logos, if you want to take that back to the Greek, literally God in the flesh. Friends, it is capitalized, capital W, lowercase o, lowercase r, lowercase d. That means that it is referring to Jesus the Christ. This is not just any word, but he is the Word. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Well, let's go back in the beginning. Let's go back all the way to Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 through verse 5, where the Bible begins by saying, In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, Let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, and saw that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. He called the light day, and the darkness he called night. The evening and the morning were the first day. Friends, God literally spoke these words, and great things happened. Also, verse 26, 27. God said, Let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, the cattle, over all the earth, over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. Friends, God says, Let us make man. God, it's hard to believe, God literally spoke the entire world into existence. And he can do that because he's God. Two other verses, two passages I want us to examine, and then that will about do it for us. Our first one is found in Luke chapter 21 and verse number 33. Luke 21:33, Jesus says, Heaven and earth shall pass away. Watch this. But my words shall not pass away. Jesus' words are going nowhere. People have tried for years to remove God and his word. They burned down, or they burned people at the stake who translated God's word. They've destroyed Bible printing factories, and they've tried to everything, but you can't destroy the word of God. In fact, in my personal collection, I have from my great-grandmother a Bible, and it's not an expensive or a rare Bible, but it's a Bible that survived through a tornado. To me, that's just proof that you cannot destroy the Word of God. Now, you might could burn a physical copy, but you use that as an example that the permanent Word of God goes nowhere. Our final passage, one we've already studied in this series a couple of times, but once more, in John 11, 24 through 26. John 11, 24. Martha said unto Christ, I know he shall rise again, talking about Lazarus in the resurrection of the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth, though he were in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Do you believe this? She said, Yes, Lord, I believe thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. Friends, Jesus is the resurrection, and Jesus is the life. You believe this? Jesus says you will have life. You will live. Friends, Jesus Christ's words, that's the basis for our salvation. You say words, I say words, everybody says words. That's great. But Jesus spoke words that lead to and pertain to eternal life. We cannot top that. And friends, I'm tired of people trying to put words in God's mouth. He's already given us everything we need pertaining to life and godliness. Instead of trying to invent a new gospel, why don't people just go back and listen to the one that Jesus Christ has already said? Sum it up, what is our basis for salvation? You need to believe, John 8:24, repent, Luke 13:3, also verse 5. Confess Jesus as the Christ, Matthew 10:32-33. Be baptized into Christ, Mark 16:16, among others, and remain faithful unto death, Revelation chapter 2. In verse 10, friends, have you listened to the words of Christ? Have you obeyed them? If not, why not? Only Christ's words are our basis for salvation. Why not listen to and obey them today? You can find salvation in no other name but that of Christ. I have enjoyed our study today. I've enjoyed our time. I've also enjoyed, looks like this wound up being a 7-part lesson on the Word. If you want to hear these again, you can find them all online. TheJustinReedShow.com/readingtheword. TheJustinReedShow.com/readingtheword. Until next time, when we begin a new study together, if the Lord wills, may the good Lord bless you. And may he keep you. Please continue to pray, and thank you for listening.
This has been Reading the Word with Justin Reed, sponsored by the Wood Church of Christ in Woodbury.